WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists and pedestrians in the area of Texas and University will be delayed this morning between 7 and 8 due to an Atmos Energy project. If you're in the area, you'll also see a flame as high as 30 feet. That's the result of burning off natural gas in the pipeline that's being replaced. Stanley Robertson of College Station pleaded not guilty yesterday morning during the opening statements of his trial. Robertson is accused of the kidnapping and stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother, Annie Tolliver, in August of 2010. With Judge J.D. Langley presiding, state prosecutors set the scene, claiming that Tolliver died slowly by bleeding to death from more than 30 non-fatal stab wounds while Robertson sat beside her making tormenting phone calls to her family. Meanwhile, defense claimed that Robertson is guilty of murder but not capital murder, calling him a broken human being who finally snapped. They say Robertson was used for money, was provoked, and is, quote, slow and mentally retarded, but he understands that what he did was wrong. They also aim to prove that Tolliver was not kidnapped but joined Robertson at will. More than 600 school districts responsible for educating three-fourths of the state's public school students have won the first round of the latest court battle over funding.
The system Texas uses to fund public schools violates the state's constitution by not providing enough money to school districts and failing to distribute the money in a fair way. That was the way Judge John Dietz ruled on Monday afternoon. Dr. Eddie Colson, the College Station School District, was in total agreement.
The judge's ruling was very strong. There weren't any ifs, ands, or buts about what he ruled. And so to me, it's a clear sign that the legislature needs to get busy now in finding a solution.
So just exactly how does Texas fund its public schools? Dr. Colson says the superintendents have put together a game plan and presented some ideas to the legislature.
It's funding for students based on students' needs is the way to go forward. The system was originally designed to work that way. The problem is that over time, students have become the students who are now in our system are have less money and are oftentimes more at risk than in the past.
So as the legislature tries to take another swing at school financing, we know that the clock is ticking and it may yet end up in front of the Supreme Court. Back to you, Kat.
Thank you, Scott. Meanwhile, Bryan School administrators are negotiating with the Houston architectural firm for a variety of projects. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says first on the agenda is studying the condition of 31 district buildings. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozda added they were also interested in new construction and repairs of all sizes.
What firm had the level of expertise and the numbers of staff that we felt would could provide us with technology needs? Food service, even. We asked about technical, electrical, roofing, all of those. We asked about their experience with renovations as well as new construction, elementary, middle school, and high school.
School board members were told local firms were among the 16 who applied. A committee of district employees chose 5 out-of-town firms for interviews, then recommended 2 finalists who met with the superintendent. District 14 State Representative John Rainey says he was surprised by Governor Rick Perry's proposal to return extra tax money to taxpayers. Rainey says Perry is very good at delivering a lively speech, and he agreed with his assessments of Texas's economy and growth, but he's not sure that there is money to give back to taxpayers.
I'm not opposed to it. Don't get me wrong. If we're overtaxing people, I sure think we need to stop. But if you listen to school districts and the highway department and all of the things that keep telling us that we need improving, then I don't know whether we are or not. I think we just have to look at it real closely.
Rainey says he strongly believes funds would be well spent if they were to go towards a water program, citing Chairman Alan Ritter's plan to use $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund for such a project. The chance is here for anyone in the Brazos Valley to learn what it's like to be in the fire service. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says the Citizens Fire Academy is free, but students do need to be older than 18.
We do offer the opportunity to do all the hands-on kind of stuff we do, but we don't just concentrate on that. We talk about everything from budgeting and master planning and emergency management and all that, but we do get them the opportunity to put on all the protective gear and the breathing apparatus and cut up a car.
Humphrey says students will also learn about working with hazardous materials and participate in burn training. Classes will run 14 weeks on Monday evenings from about 6:30 to 9:30 and begin February 25th. And the 18th Brazos Valley Earth Day celebration is coming up in April, but College Station's Heather Quall says now's the time to sign up for a booth. Quall says they're looking for vendors and exhibitors, and she hopes it'll become the biggest sustainable event of the year.
It's gone from maybe a little over 1,000 in attendance to nearly 7,000 in attendance each year. We've got almost 100 vendors and exhibitors out with different varieties of materials. We've got people coming in from Galveston and Corpus Christi, and it's awesome. It's become the regional event, so it's not just Bryan and College Station. We've got several people from Waco and Brenham and Navasota coming in.
At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the Brazos Valley Earth Day website where you can find more details. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home or office. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, M&A makes your home or office look great. Whether you need a fresh coat of paint, resurfacing a bathtub, countertop, or shower, or maintaining your lawn, M&A is here to create the look you want. Text the letters MA to 55678 and receive a free estimate and 20% off your painting or resurfacing job. Text the letters MA to 55678 now. That's MA to 55678 for M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Areas of dense fog this morning giving way to partial sunshine later today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75 today. It'll be turning cloudy tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Tomorrow we'll see clouds, some showers and thunderstorms. Highs around 70. Showers and storms ending tomorrow night, a low of 50. Turning partly sunny on Thursday, highs ranging from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball now tops the SEC, or at least they're tied for it. We'll share that with you.
Ha! Show them, right? Yeah.
And a men's basketball press conference. I got a chance to talk with Coach Kennedy, plus a whole lot more coming. Oh, and we also have an update on the power outage from the Super Bowl.
Oh, good.
Was it a rat after all?
Well, no, don't tip your hand yet. It's okay. We know more, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We know that they knew before they knew.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Well, all right.
How's that for a tease?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. And by the way, we have even more Super Bowl news even later today, because we haven't talked nearly enough about the National Football League World Championship.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, and by the way, now I can tell you two things. Number one, why as we age we get fatter, okay? And number two, an amazingly easy way to take that weight off.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You haven't been reading junk pages on the internet, have you?
Nope. It's amazing stuff, but... Kat, I don't believe Kevin can take advantage.
Are there five?
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you. How's that for a tease?
Are there five foods I need to avoid to get rid of my belly fat?
It is easier than you can imagine.
Is there a picture of a young woman I can look at to boost my testosterone? Because I'm a man over 40.
I didn't know you were a man, and I didn't know you were over 40, but no.
You've seen those ads everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No.
But you look great for 40.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, I'm a man. It's a pretty well-kept secret.
No, this is for either gender, so it's, it's
okay.
Perfect. So,
I thought you were alluding to the fact that this was like a girls only.
No, not at all. Okay. Now, as we were growing up, didn't our parents tell us we should aspire to greatness, right? Do the best
when they weren't telling us, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Do the best that you possibly can at whatever you're doing. And taking that to heart, we have the story this morning of the shoplifter. And if you're going to shoplift, why not go to a warehouse store? And
go big or go home.
That's it. Seemed to be the idea for one California man who used bungee cords to secure 24 bottles of motor oil to his body and then headed for the door. What could possibly go wrong? Store employees apparently noticed the man was a little bulkier than when he came in. They attempted to stop him. It says here he ran away. Now, I'm thinking these are one-quart bottles of motor oil, you know, the little plastic things. And he's got them bungee corded to his body. So the fact that he was running, I would find pretty amazing.
I wonder if he's on it like,
right. Well, drop bottles as he ran down the street. He managed to get a full 8 blocks before they caught him. They must have a lot of fat people working at the store if they can't catch him in 8 blocks. And he's got bottles of oil strapped to his body.
You'd be able to find him, though.
Yep. He dropped 9 of the 24, so he's still 15 for the better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Info.
Except they did catch him. So.
It's not breadcrumbs, it's oil.
That's what happens when you live alone. You're sitting at home going, now look, if I got some bungee cords, I could put three up. I could put three bottles up each leg. Yep, that's 3, 6. I weigh maybe on the inside 7, 8, 9, 10, and then just 12 more someplace else.
Hey, his friends call him Valdez.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today marks the anniversary of the birth of America's first weatherman. His name was John Jeffries. It was on this date in 1744. So in celebration of this, this is the one day of the year that you can do 50% of the things at your job right and not lose your job. Okay? If you can do that, then you can do that. The other thing is also today is National Pancake Day.
Hey, now that's something to celebrate.
It is. It's a little plug for IHOP.
And it's International Pancake
Day. No. We have two stores here in town, but it goes for a good cause, and so we'll tell you about that later.
Cool.
And then it's World Nutella. Is that what this stuff
Nutella.
Is?
Nutella.
Oh, I love Nutella. I almost bought some yesterday, but I didn't.
Why?
Because I just thought, I'm just going to eat the whole thing.
You live by yourself. Right?
No, so then you end up sitting in front of the TV.
But if you,
I'm just trying to paint a grim picture.
Oh, well, you don't have to paint a grim picture of your life. If you have the ability to go buy Nutella whenever you want, after all, how dim could your life be?
Well, I don't know. I looked at that 387 and I thought, no way, Jose, I'm going for the PB.
Is that how much that is?
Well,
really?
It was the big jar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have? They have like the gallon jar.
There are several.
See, when I see 387, it's on the scale.
Yeah, there you go. Now the
No, that is not true. No.
The grocery-torium that I normally go to, I guess it was about 4 months ago. They seem to really be pushing this stuff. You know, they had these little things that were kind of like pork rinds, but they're not pork rinds. You know, fried things.
Those papadoms.
Yeah, that's it. And they jammed some of it in there, and they'd lay it down on a plate so you could eat it.
Technically, I think they're called Magic Pop, but really, they're papadoms, which is an Indian food.
What do you do with Nutella other than put it on stuff like papadoms?
Well, the first time
I tried it, crepes.
I had it in Germany, and I just thought it was the most amazing thing I'd ever had. Yeah. I'd love to try it on a waffle with a bunch of, raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries on top. What were you going to say, Kevin?
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I mean,
even good on your fingers. It's good.
Well, see, I mean, that's kind of what I made for 50 Minute Can Cook, except it was kind of a chocolate-based, you know.
That's kind of what Nutella's hazelnut and chocolate.
Yeah, this didn't have the hazelnut
in
it.
It's basically chocolate expensive peanut butter.
Well, there you go. We got that. So it's Nutella Day. All right, so good. All right, birthdays.
Cristiano Ronaldo, highest paid soccer player on the planet, $132 million.
Oh, yeah.
$28.
Well, he does pretty well, right?
For our general manager area man, it's Rod Roddenberry's birthday.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope, 39 years old today.
Okay.
Sarah Evans, country music singer, 42. The sad case of Bobby Brown is 44.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Chris Parnell, 46. He's SNL. He was also Dr. Leo Spaceman in 30 Rock. He's been in Chronicles of Narnia, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Leo Spaceman. Outstanding.
Yeah. Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses. He's the bass player. He's 49. Jennifer Jason Leigh, 51 today.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows, the ladies' man. He's also in SNL.
Yeah.
Very funny. 52. One of my all-time favorites, Christopher Guest.
Oh yeah.
Yep. He was the six-fingered man.
Some funny people
born
today.
And he was Nigel Tufnel.
He's Spinal Tap. Yeah, yeah. Forever
He's
Spinal Tap.
65 years old. Daryl Waltrip.
Yeah.
Old Daryl, 66.
Yeah.
Corey Wells from Three Dog Night, the guy that sang "Mama Told Me Not to Come," is 71. Roger the Staubach.
This will make you feel old. Go ahead.
He's 71.
71, everybody.
Roger Staubach.
Roger Staubach is 71. Yeah, feeling good now.
And Hammer and Hank. Yeah. Hank Aaron, 79 years old.
Oh, all right.
And no steroids, thank you.
No, probably not. Mark Furman, remember him from the O.J. trial?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be 60. And Laura Linney, most recently of the Big C. Is there a party in the hall?
There's people yelling in the hallway.
Why are they yelling?
I don't know.
Is there going to be fisticuffs?
And I don't think so. I think it's just part of the exciting life that is.
Scott's disappointed.
There's
no brawl.
Yeah,
oh,
really. Yeah.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If the president's talking about the Boy Scouts or gay marriage or climate change or about birth control or any of the other matters, well, is he talking about how to restore economic growth or creating jobs? No. Or how to lower the massive fiscal imbalance we have and borrowing 46 cents of every dollar? No. You know, running trillions of dollars in deficits year after year? No. All Republicans have to answer is whatever social issue he brings up, the media races to report. Where do you stand on the Boy Scouts and Gay Scoutmasters? And it distracts how to protect America. For example, we're now watching, as I call, the rise of radical Islamists, and the president's now giving, let's see, F-16s and Abrams tanks to Egypt and General Morsi, who thinks the Israelis are descendants of pigs and apes.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now, get Mosey today. Now, your business files will be protected, and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
Pessimism is creeping back in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're not as bullish about the economy as we were just a month ago. Consumer Reports February reading shows consumer confidence is down. Americans in households earning less than $50,000 a year are the most pessimistic, and more people report missing payments on major bills or being unable to pay a medical bill or buy medication. Will today be the day Michael Dell finalizes his deal to take Dell private? Latest reports say a $23 billion agreement is very near now. Dell has been holding talks with Microsoft and the private equity firm Silver Lake Partners. You know, sitting in traffic jams wastes your time. Researchers at Texas A&M have determined just how much productivity is lost due to road congestion. They say we spent 5.5 billion hours sitting in traffic in 2011. The price tag for wasted time and fuel came to $121 billion. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Plan
plan your wedding in a day. Attend the Spring 2013 Bridal Show and Benefit on Sunday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree for your wedding. Proceeds from the show will benefit Red Cross, Brazos Valley, and Student Event Planners Association. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advance online at BABV.org.
Tonight, the hit series Smash returns, and it's all new.
You only get one shot.
One shot's all we need.
The lights are brighter, the stakes are higher, and there's one big addition. Academy Award winner Jennifer Hudson joins the all-star cast of Catherine McPhee, Megan Hilty, Deborah Messing, and Angelica Houston.
Someone's always waiting to take you down, honey.
New dreams, new drama, the all-new Smash. Two-hour season premiere event after Betty White's second annual 90th birthday special.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10. There's a secret weapon on Fort Hood.
Welcome back.
With a very special mission.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
She's the hug lady.
You give somebody a hug and they'll smile. It lifts their spirit.
A year ago, these soldiers were headed to Afghanistan.
Well, we get our hugs coming and going.
Yes, sir.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Sophia Thomas asked the question, will she be retiring?
Oh, thank you.
I don't have to
thank
go to
you.
Afghanistan now, do I?
No.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. Or at morefeed.com. Maybe some fog out there. There's a little bit of mist. If you're in a fog-prone area, you may be seeing some, but it's patchy at best. 75 for a high temperature today. That's right, 75. And we'll be doing that pretty much all week long. Low temperature will be around 55. We'll have a 50-50 chance of showers on Wednesday night, just so you know those are the storms that Rob's talking about. But all in all, pretty unseasonably comfortable weather. Right now, the winds are out of the southwest at 3, 93% relative humidity, overcast skies. And we're sitting at 64 degrees right now.
There is fascinating science behind everything you cook, particularly sugar, garlic, and onions. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Friday nights belong to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along, 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Cooking, whether you realize it or not, is actually science. For example, when you brown meat on the grill or in a skillet,
it is actually a reaction between the natural sugars and carbohydrates and the proteins. And so you are basically creating flavor when you brown something.
Jack Bishop, editorial director at America's Test Kitchen and contributor to the book, The Science of Good Cooking.
The more you brown a steak, the more you brown a chicken breast, that is what gives, a grilled steak has a lot more flavor than a boiled steak, and that's because it's been browned.
Sugar is interesting. Today, a lot of people like to reduce the amount of sugar in baked goods to save calories.
And what they don't think about is that besides sweetness, that sugar really controls the texture of baked goods because sugar actually pulls in moisture from the atmosphere. And it is what makes a cookie chewy, for instance. It keeps cakes moist. And that if you take out too much sugar, you end up with a very dry cake or a very dry cookie.
And how you cut garlic and onions actually matters.
You're actually creating the flavor in onions and garlic by rupturing the cell structure. And the more finely you chop it, the more flavor you are developing. So that if you are mincing an onion versus roughly chopping it, you get more flavor from a minced onion than you do from a chopped onion.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The murder trial of Stanley Robertson went into action yesterday morning at the 85th Court. State prosecutors contend that Annie Tolliver, the mother of Robertson's ex-girlfriend, was kidnapped from the College Station Walmart and killed in August 2010 as part of what they called a mission of murder, torture, and revenge. They said Robertson bought the knife used in the stabbing that same morning. Meanwhile, defense attorneys call Robertson a poor, hard-working but flawed man from Alabama and said they aim to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Tolliver was not kidnapped, making it a lesser homicide. They also said that during the police chase through Fort Worth, where Tolliver's body was found, Robertson had been drinking and was confused. Witnesses called included Tolliver's granddaughter and a close friend. Flames will be shooting this morning from the intersection of University and Texas. Atmos Energy is replacing a pipeline. Part of the process is burning off natural gas from the line being removed, and in addition to seeing a flame up to 30 feet tall, motorists are advised of traffic being interrupted between 7 and 8 this morning. The Bryan School Board has given the superintendent authority to negotiate a contract with a Houston architect to study the condition of district buildings. Board member David Stasny voted no because he didn't want to shut out local companies from competing on future projects following the study.
When it comes time to do a fairly significant project, that we at least allow others to offer their services, and then we still make the call. We cannot know in advance if PBK is going to do the best job with every single project because we don't even know what those projects are yet.
No local firms were among the five selected by a district committee to be interviewed for the contract to study the condition of 31 buildings and recommend future needs in Bryan ISD. The superintendent of the Bryan School District was in Austin yesterday watching the first court ruling in the latest lawsuit over state funding.
Yesterday afternoon, State District Judge John Dietz ruled in favor of more than 600 school districts on all their major claims against the state's school financing system. Dr. Tommy Wallace of Bryan, not surprised.
Mandate basically from the bench to the legislators that something's not right in Texas public education when it comes to funding and when it comes to equitable and fairness. I think he made it very clear today that there's something wrong with our system.
And since this is the sixth time that a case of this kind has come before the court since 1984, I asked Dr. Wallace if there was a sense of urgency for the legislature to solve it.
I don't feel it as much from the legislators, although in the courtroom today they did say that many of the legislators said they needed to hold some money back. I've not heard that, but many of the lawyers were talking about, they said that there needs to be some money held back when they lose this lawsuit. I would hope that something could be done before it gets to the Supreme Court level, but I doubt that it will.
And if that's the case, we're looking at another year probably before the Supreme Court can even get it on their dockets. Back to you, Kat.
Thank you, Scott. As immigration reform is discussed nationwide, State Representative John Rainey says border security is the first step.
I personally feel like that if we had a worker program where we identify the people and they come over and they work and they go home, I don't have a problem with that at all, because I know that agriculture and a lot of construction folks need that labor. And so I don't have a problem with any kind of a work program, but I do have a problem with a leaky border.
Rainey says the main problem is that drugs and drug wars and the gangs and government corruption tied to them leak into America along the border. The concept of recycling has been around for more than 40 years, but College Station Recycling Coordinator Heather Qualls says it's a tough business. Qualls says despite new options, products, and processes, sometimes it's difficult to get older generations on the bandwagon.
It is a struggle to educate about how our process is, but getting students to actually call in and say, hey, I want to sign up, is not what the issue that we have. It's honestly our 35 and up that we have a struggle getting to participate.
Information about recycling will be part of the Brazos Valley Earth Day event coming up in April, for which exhibitors and vendors can now register. There's a link to the College Station's recycling services on our website at WTAW.com. Registration's open for the Citizens Fire Academy, and Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says the free course will give anyone over 18 an inside glimpse at fighting fires. He says that although a firefighter's work is vigorous, the training will be fun, informative, and safe.
We don't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. The object is to have fun, just become better informed about the fire service, emergency services, the kind of things we do. We meet at all six of the fire stations at the Community Emergency Operations Center downtown. One night we talk about communications.
Humphrey says students will also learn how to cut open a car, wear fire gear, and manage emergencies. For more information and a link to the application, visit our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 64 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Hey, good morning. 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have a dense fog advisory in effect for the area through mid-morning. That fog will eventually lift and burn off. Skies will become partly sunny later today, and temperatures will climb to about 70 to 75. For tonight, we're going to have relatively fair weather to start, and it clouds up overnight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms possible, highs near 70. Showers and storms, lows around 50 tomorrow night, partial clearing on Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, when you get the opportunity to put the ball in the hole, I think that's something we got to be able to do.
That's from the A&M press conference yesterday, men's basketball. We'll share more about that with you coming up. Also, the ladies did very well with LSU, and we've got updates on why there was no power at the Super Bowl, all coming up with sports in 12 minutes.
It wasn't a dead rat.
Nope.
God, dog. That'd been so much more fun.
Yeah, it's a shame.
All right. 6:37, there'll be a pillar of fire at the University in Texas today.
Wow.
Chase Murphy joins us this morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm outstanding.
Good. Okay, so what's going on here in about 20 minutes?
What we have is we have a line of natural gas that goes back to what we call the city gate in College Station, and there are more than one around the city. And we're having to replace some of this line. It's a fairly typical thing that we do here at Atmos Energy. It just so happens that what we're doing today happens to be at the corner of the busiest intersection in town, Texas University. And what's going to happen is before we can replace the line in question or the section of the line in question, we have to get rid of the natural gas that is in the existing line. And actually the safest way to do that is do what we call blowing it down or flaring it. And so we have the equivalent of a large wick. It's a steel wick here at the corner of Texas University, and here in about 20 minutes or so, we will light it and we will flare off the existing natural gas that's in the line. The line has been shut down on both ends. We have diverted natural gas in some places, this is mainly to continue service to the A&M campus.
Is there going to be any noise associated with this?
You might hear a nice whoosh when it all starts, but yeah. This should be, it's going to have the sound of fire, but... You know, looking at, as I said, this pipe that we have that's going up and where the flame will actually be, and we're talking a flame that could get as high as 30 feet because of all the natural gas that happens to be in the line. You know, the sound would be associated with what you might hear from a very large Bunsen burner. How about that?
Ah, there we go, because that's what we're dealing with. And we will, of course, dispatch Kevin out to the balcony so that we'll have eye-to-eye report on this a little after 7 o'clock this morning. What's it What's it going to do as far as traffic is concerned? Are they going to close anything down? What do people need to watch for as far as that's concerned?
Well, the main thing is we do have some vehicles. We have some contractors out here. It's actually a contracting crew that's going to be lighting the flame. They get the honors. I asked, but they politely declined.
Yeah,
I know. They never let the mouthpieces do any of the fun
stuff. Any of the fun things, yeah.
Yeah, but actually what we're going to have right now is you'll still be able to turn south onto Texas Avenue, Eastbound University, so that will be good. And any delays on our part will be minimal. Our main concern is that this is going to be so out of the ordinary, people are going to be slowing down to look at it, and so that's what's going to slow traffic down.
Yeah, the rubberneck. And I don't want to send anybody else to another medium, but I'm sure that the TV station will have video of it, and again, Kevin will talk about it while it's live. But the best thing is just kind of to stay away from the area if you can keep from it, right?
It would be nice, and this thing should be big enough. You should be able to see it from a plenty safe distance. In fact, KBTX is out here right now shooting video, so there might be some pretty spectacular video later on in the day.
Not as big as a building falling down, but boy, that is the epicenter of everything that's happening physically.
You're
in
not
College
kidding.
Station, man. That's great.
It's funny you should mention that. I told Jay Sokol, I said we are preparing for the second greatest event to ever happen at the corner of Texas University.
Nothing like being number two. And it has nothing to do with the Israelis, the Israelites, right?
No, not at all. No pillar of fire. Okay. Don't look, and please don't look for a pillar of cloud later in the morning.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, we'll talk to you in a while. Thanks, Chase.
Sounds good.
All right, see you. It's Chase Murphy, the self-mentioned mouthpiece for Atmos Energy, explaining all that to you. And again, there'll be video out there. Just stay away, or go to work a different way if you can. Just make life easier for everybody.
I just wanted to ask if he brought hot dogs.
Oh, well, we'll ask him later. I think we'll talk to him about 7:15. We'll see.
Or marshmallows or something.
So people know. A lot of civil libertarians kind of up in arms over a report from NBC News that there is a legal framework reportedly being used by the Obama White House to decide whether or not U.S. citizens can be killed by the government.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah. Michael Isikoff from NBC has obtained a copy of a 16-page Justice Department white paper that concludes the government can order the killing of U.S. American citizens if they are believed to be, quote, senior operational leaders of al-Qaeda or an associated force, end quote, and even if there is no intelligence indicating they are engaged in an active plot to attack the U.S.
That's creepy.
That's a little bothersome. And again, I don't know that I always side with the ACLU, but their deputy legal director is telling NBC, quote, this is a chilling document. Basically, it argues that the government has the right to carry out the extrajudicial killing of an American citizen. It recognizes some limits on the authority it sets out, but the limits are elastic and vaguely defined, and it's easy to see how they could be manipulated.
And they wonder why people are buying guns.
Yeah, good point. Huh.
That paper is exactly why they say we should have guns.
Yep, that's it. So we'll see how that turns out. That's a little bothersome.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so there you go. And speaking of President Obama, he took his anti-gun violence campaign on the road yesterday, conceding that winning support for measures ranging from criminal checks on gun buyers to assault weapons bans will be an uphill battle. He said, quote, we don't have to agree on everything, but we must agree that it's time to do something. Time to do something. Okay.
No scarier words have ever been said by a government. We got to do something.
That's right. Yeah, because we're just here.
Yeah,
we need to be busy. So we'll see. Before his remarks, he held a roundtable discussion at the Minneapolis Police Department Special Operations Center with law enforcement and community leaders. Bob Menendez, he'd be your New Jersey Democrat senator who's in a peck of trouble.
Yeah, he is.
He continues to push back on allegations that he patronized underage prostitutes on a South American trip with a big-dollar donor. He tells CNN, quote, the bottom line is all those smears are absolutely false. He added, the smears that right-wing blogs have been pushing since the election, and it's totally unsubstantiated, and it's amazing to me that anonymous, nameless, faceless individuals on the web can drive that type of story into the mainstream. Okay, we'll see. I don't know. Find out. And now, you know, we always hear politicians talk about how making law is kind of like sausage. You don't really want to see it. You just want to see the finished product. The Senate and the president are laying out their immigration reform ideas for everybody to look at now, and that includes the House of Representatives is controlled by the Republicans. But a guy who's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee pretty much said it right when he tells Politico, quote, "Most members of Congress don't know a lot about the immigration law," end quote. And that's probably true in a lot of stuff that comes before Congress. As a body, they probably don't know a whole lot.
Harkening back to they shouldn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. But what happens is, as a result, they talk to somebody on that committee, or, of course, they have staff that briefs them. But when you get down to the nuts and bolts, unless they sit on the committee that that particular piece of legislation would be hearing, they basically don't know. And since immigration, really, it used to just be the border states that had to worry about that, but now a whole lot of states have to worry about that. As a result, them not knowing is probably a pretty accurate assessment. And we probably ought to talk about this more maybe later in the show, but the Justice Department and state prosecutors are now filing suit against Standard & Poor's Ratings Service.
Yep.
For its role in the 2008 financial meltdown. They're saying it's Standard & Poor's fault. And again, it's not criminal. It's civil where they're going. What they are saying is they basically let us off the cliff. They're the ones. They're the ones, these security firms, who backed those ratings, you see, that caused us to have 60% of the failure rate in the housing crash.
Couldn't have anything to do with Barney Frank making them put the loans out there.
Nope. Couldn't have anything to do with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and certainly couldn't have anything to do with Goldman Sachs or any of those people.
Mm-mm.
Nobody from Goldman Sachs has ever done anything wrong. And
wait
again,
a minute. Did they contribute to Obama's account?
Oh, yeah. Well, they both
sides. Then they did nothing wrong.
No. And again, what's interesting is they're not doing Moody's, and they're not doing Fitch Rating, and they're not doing Hearst Corp, which does the exact same thing that Standard & Poor's does.
This reeks of a witch hunt.
Yeah, so obviously Standard & Poor's is not happy that they've been singled out for the first lawsuit, or excuse me, for a lawsuit. Not saying it's the first lawsuit. It may be the only one. But, it's amazing. You get a letter from the Department of Justice. You think you're scared when you get a letter from the IRS?
DOJ would scare me to death.
I think so.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I've spent a couple of days in the last couple of weeks cleaning my garage and getting all of my tools sorted out. There are some I just have given away or thrown away. There are some that I have saved because my father gave them when I was a young gardener. And then there are most of them, and those are the ones that I use frequently. We're going to talk about the best tools for Texas gardening right after this important message. I have set aside a handful of my 2013 Texas gardening calendars for you, my Plant Talk Texas listeners. But you need to order immediately. There are precious few. Scores of calendars remain out of the many thousands that we printed. You can save one-third on the calendar with all of its monthly gardening guides of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. A beautiful calendar, more than 10,000 words of when to do things here in the Lone Star State, and a one 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. Get all of that for just $38.95, satisfaction completely guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar for the box and the postage. Call today before we run out of calendars. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. If you're going to be a gardener anywhere in the world, you're going to need a long-handled, round-headed shovel. It's the basic tool for moving soil and amendments from one place to another. However, you don't dig and transplant trees and shrubs with this shovel. For that task, you need a sturdier, sharpshooter spade. For digging and dividing perennials, a short-handled, flat-bladed nursery spade works best. You may have to hunt a while for that particular tool, but once you have one, you'll never be without one again. I think they're sometimes called tile spades. You may also choose to have a short-handled, round-headed shovel for moving soil in tighter surroundings. Those are the shovels that I have in my garage. When it comes to rakes, you want to buy a rake with a reinforced bow. Rakes are used for combing through freshly tilled soil to remove roots and rocks and other debris. Turned upside down, rakes are also used for leveling soil that's soft. A good garden rake will last for many, many years. You'll need a leaf rake to pick up tree leaves and grass clippings. A garden rake will tear at the grass runners and do more damage than good. Leaf rakes are the one place where you can go to a lesser quality. The most expensive spring-backed leaf rakes tend to rip at runners just like the garden rakes do. Cheaper types may not last forever, but they're a lot easier to use. Then you have hoes. This is the kind of hoe that cuts weeds. Choose a type with a 6 or 7 inch head and a substantial handle for most general use. Buy a grubbing hoe for heavy weed chopping. Stay away from the combination hoe and fork products, or at least I've always stayed away from them. They never seem to work as they claim. How about spading forks? You'll need a short-handled spading fork with its much heavier tines to lift perennials and to turn and mix soil and compost. By comparison, if you want to pick up fallen leaves or big chunks of peat moss, you'll want a long-handled pitchfork. Use bypass scissors-style shears to cut small twigs most precisely. Have a pair of anvil shears with one cutting blade against one flat surface for heavier twigs, long-handled lopping shears for branches half to 1 inch in diameter, and a pruning saw for branches that are larger. Of course, we all have garden trowels, and just find one that fits your hand. That's the most important thing. I'm going to save watering equipment. It's a specialized science, and we'll save that one for another time. I'm Neil Sperry. Late winter pruning will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor, your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. The Texas A&M women's basketball team played in fits and starts, but led the Bayou Bengals wire-to-wire last night. The trio of Kelsey Bone, Courtney Walker, and Christy Bellick led 14th-ranked Texas A&M to a hard-fought 74-57 win over LSU in Baton Rouge on Big Monday. In a homecoming for senior Christy Bellick, she put on a show for the hometown crowd with her fifth double-double this season, finishing the game with 12 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. A&M, who's now 18-5 and 8-1 in SEC play, won its sixth straight game to move into a tie for first place in the league with Tennessee. More good news for A&M. Texas A&M junior Kelsey Bone has been added to the Wade Trophy watch list announced yesterday by the Women's Basketball Coaches Association of America on behalf of the Wade Trophy Coalition. Bone is added to the list along with seven other players that have not only excelled athletically, but also serve as a positive role model both on and off the court. Ladies are back at it Sunday in South Carolina. Tip-off at 2:30 and all on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Now, so far this season, A&M basketball team has had a hard time of putting together any kind of streak. One game, it'll be bad rebounding. One game, turnovers. And still another, the team's just cold shooting the ball. At yesterday's A&M press conference, I asked Coach Kennedy what still needs work and if anything's been put to rest.
Making open shots, I mean, that's, you know, when you get the opportunity to put the ball in the hole, I think that's something we got to be able to do. We've gotten better in our rebounding effort. We've gotten better at moving the ball and taking care of the ball. So those are two facets we got to get better on the offensive end, not turning it over.
A&M plays again Thursday at Reed against Mizzou with an 8 o'clock tip-off. All the action live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The cause of the 34-minute blackout at the Super Bowl remains under investigation, but public records released Monday show that the Superdome officials were worried about a power outage several months before the big game. An October 15th memo released by the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, which oversees the Superdome, says the test on the dome's electrical feeders showed that they had, quote, some decay and a chance of failure. Entergy New Orleans, the company that supplies the stadium with power, and the structure's engineering staff had, quote, concerns regarding the reliability of dome service from the connection to the point of the dome. The memo says that these concerns were due in part to circumstances that have previously occurred with electrical service regarding the transit spikes and loads. Here's NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on the ramifications of the problems.
I do not think this will have any impact at all on what I think will be remembered as one of the great Super Bowl weeks. And again, we thank the people of New Orleans for that.
We'll find out if he really means it, because the Big Easy is bidding for the 2018 Super Bowl. By the way, Sunday Super Bowl stands as the third most watched TV program in U.S. history. Nielsen Company estimated that 108.4 million people actually watched the Super Bowl. Indiana is the fifth team in as many weeks to move up to the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Hoosiers claimed 58 of 65 first-place votes, while second-ranked Florida picked up another seven. Michigan fell from first to third, as they followed by Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, Arizona, Miami, Syracuse, and Ohio State.
An outlet left to West, crossing over, blows by Mayo, down the lane, finishes with a dazzling deuce, spinning it up off the window circus style. He tumbles after he gets hacked in the act.
Poet. Russell Westbrook put up 24, Durant had 19 and 10 rebounds, and the Oklahoma City Thunder blew out the Dallas Mavericks, 112.